discover the French language with Jessica. It's right here. It's right now on French Your Way podcast.
Bonjour, welcome to French Your Way podcast. This is episode 71. And I do feel a little bit rusty because I haven't been on my microphone very regularly recently, as I was batching some episodes at the end of my pregnancy. So that I could look after my newborn. And now I'm recording another batch of episodes I had my baby since. So if you have been following me, you can subscribe to my newsletter and receive monthly updates about me and about the resources that I've been publishing. So if you've been following me, you know that I've had my little baby, my baby girl. Her name is Lily. And if you stay at the end of this episode, you will hear some of her delightful hours that I've recorded for you. So if you have submitted one question more or less recently, it may have taken me a lot of time to get back to it and to record some new episodes, but here it is, and I'm starting with a question from John. So that will be for this episode and for the next one. John is asking about the order, the position of the adjectives in a sentence. So I'm going to read to you a part of what he emailed me. So, thank you for providing a comfortable French learning platform through your podcast. I found it interesting and almost like talking on the telephone to a friend, complete with background noises like fire engines, sirens, very hard to pronounce, or simply talking about how much you like colorful things. I don't remember that there was a fire engine like going past, but may have happened, or you may hear Lily, who is sleeping just next to me, if she wakes up and starts crying, you will hear her as well. So I'm really touched every time you say that, because you're not the first one, John, who said that you feel when you're listening to me, you're listening to a friend. So that's a very, very big compliment for me. Then he's telling me a little bit more about himself. And we get to the core of John's question. So I often have problems with sentence structure, specifically where words go in relation to one another, such as where to place an adjective or an adverb. For example, in the sentence, j'ai une voiture rouge, so I have a red car, the modifier rouge, red, is after the object voiture, car, j'ai une voiture rouge. But then, in a sentence like c'est une grande fille, the modifier grande, tall, is before fille, girl. So is there a simple rule or a tool that I can use to be certain my placement is correct? Again, thanks for all you have done to create your wonderful website and podcast. My pleasure, John. I certainly wish 2016 is the most prosperous and best of years thus far for you and your family. Au revoir. So I won't use the term modifier. So what by modifier, John meant an adjective or an adverb, that is a word that gives more or extra information about how something is. But these words, they can be removed. So they're just adding more details into your sentence. So again, they just enrich a description. They're not compulsory. And you can find more information in my article that is called Introduction to French Grammar, What Type of Word Is This? If you are not very familiar with this grammatical words, so what they are. I provide a link to this episode, to this article, sorry, in the show notes episode. So today I'm going only to focus on adjectives. The rule is the same for adverbs. Everything that gives more information about how someone or something is, or how something is done, everything that enrich a description by giving more detail, the general rule is that they come in second position. So after the main information. We start with the main information. For example, a ball, un ballon. If we want to say a red ball, so what's important is the ball, and then I'm like just giving extra information that it's red. So, un ballon rouge. If I want to say a student, une étudiante, a female student, une étudiante, if I want to say that she's American, an American female student. She's a student, and on top of that, she's American. Une étudiante, American. So the adjective to describe her comes after the noun. So whether it's the colors, the nationalities, or also traits of personality, for example, a man, a generous man, will have un homme généreux, that comes after the noun. Whether it's the religion, a church, an orthodox church, une église orthodox. That all comes after, and it's the same with not only adjective, but full expressions describing or adding extra information in general. So for example, a house, une maison, if you want to say a stone house or a house made of stone is extra information to enrich the description. It comes after the word maison. Une maison en pierre, a stone house. A walk, une promenade, a walk, a stroll. If you want to say that this walk is an hour long, c'est une promenade d'une heure. Une promenade d'une heure. So, notice how the order is the opposite in English. Now, of course, I said so the adverbs, the adjectives, they will come after the noun or the verb or the other adjective they describe. There are, of course, some exceptions. There's a limited list of adjectives that usually come before the noun they describe, so not after. They're all very short and common adjectives. And a tip, just a tip, a general rule to help you remember which adjective these adjectives are, they are the BANGS adjectives. So BANGS stands for beauty, age, number, goodness, and size. Beauty, age, number, goodness, and size. So I'm going to go through them. If you need a little reminder, if you need to see them with your own eyes because you're more visual learner, again, head to the show notes of podcast 71. Everything is written. So beauty, adjectives such as beau or belle, which means beautiful, une belle fille. Age, will have young and old and new. So, jeune, un jeune garçon, vieux, vieux, vieille, une vieille maison, une vieille voiture, and nouveau, nouvelle, like une nouvelle maison, une nouvelle voiture. That's the age numbers would be like first, second, third, etc. until last. So premier, deuxième, troisième, until dernier. For example, le premier jour, the first day. Le deuxième jour, the second day. The last day would be le dernier jour. Beauty, age, number, goodness. Goodness would be good or bad. So, bon, bonne, or mauvais, mauvaise. For example, a good movie, un bon film, a good restaurant, un bon restaurant. By the way, if you need to refresh or just learn what's the difference between bon and bien, check my article. There's a worksheet and the link in the show notes. Or listen to episode 42 of French Away Podcast. I go over that difference between bon and bien. So, bon, bonne, or mauvais, mauvaise, such as like a bad restaurant or a bad movie, un mauvais restaurant, un mauvais film. Beauty, age, number, goodness, and size. So, for the size, that would be tall, small, so about the height, but also like the width, so big. Grand, grande, that's tall, un grand garçon, a tall boy. Petit, petite, for small, une petite fille, a small girl, a little girl. And for big, gros or grosse, une grosse voiture, une grosse femme, so a big car or a big woman, big lady. So these are the BANGS adjectives, and I will also add the word autre, which means other. For example, another day is un autre jour. So these were the general rules. So adjectives usually come after the noun they describe, but the bank's adjective plus autre come usually before the noun that they describe. Next week, we'll go through the second part of the position of the adjectives, because there's a little bit more to it. So stay tuned, and for now, as promised, I'll leave you with a little recording of my baby talking. Thanks a lot, and see you in the next episode of French Away Podcast. Tu dis bonjour, mon cœur? Tu dis bonjour aux auditeurs de French Away Podcast?